As we go over to the now online, Executive Director Todd James, American Red Cross, North Central Ohio region. Good morning, Todd. You up for barbecues today?
Good morning, Rex. How are you doing today?
Good. It's National Barbecue Day, so what do you like?
I like almost anything barbecued. I like to fancy myself a little bit of a backyard master myself.
Oh,
I don't,
okay.
At least my food would agree with me, but I like to fancy myself that.
What's your specialty? Anything?
You know, I enjoy doing chicken and chops on the grill. I make my wife loves my corn on the cob. You know, I do it a little special way, and we put it on the grill, and she loves how I do that. So I'm pretty much a meat, potatoes, corn kind of guy.
A little bit of corn. That's normal for Ohio. There you go. Very good. We need to talk about the need for volunteers at the Red Cross.
You do, and we do, and you know, you and I talk a lot, and the need for volunteers is always there. We talk about the great work that the Red Cross does every day in the community, and I cannot say enough that it's the volunteers who make it happen, who are the heart and soul of the Red Cross. We are gearing up for what is promising to be a very hard hurricane and wildfire season ahead of us. So, you know, we really are putting the word out now. If you've ever thought that, hey, the work the Red Cross does, I'd like to be a part of that, now's the time to give us a call. We would love to get you trained and ready. So when we do see the storms and the fires coming and folks need help afterwards, that we have volunteers who are trained and ready to go. And if traveling, you know, isn't what you're looking for, please keep in mind that while you know, we have local responders who are going wherever they're needed to help, we still have to make sure that we're covering the home base, too. So we also need volunteers who can work right here at home in our backyard. So when there's a home fire or a tornado, as we've seen so many of this season already, or a flood or whatever it is, that we have trained disaster responders ready to offer shelter and food and hope to our community.
Yeah, you will not just send folks out, but give them some good training. And then if they want to go out, then they'll be well prepared. So,
you know, we don't put anybody in harm's way. Safety is the number one priority for our volunteers and our teams. And we do. We make sure that the volunteers and the responders have the training they need. And, you know, the folks who volunteer will tell us what they want to do. Do you want to be a shelter worker? Are you more comfortable working logistics? Maybe you want us to teach you how to drive a forklift so you can move stuff around the warehouse that has to go out to all of the shelters. Whatever it may be, there are so many different opportunities to be a part of our responder team that, you know, we'd love to talk to you about it. And if that's not for you, but you still want to help, there are so many other opportunities, whether it's within service to the armed forces, or it's helping us out at a blood drive, or helping install free smoke alarms. There are so many ways to help the Red Cross help our community.
Very good. Talking with Todd James, North Central Ohio Red Cross chapter. Get a hold of Todd over on Fair Street in Findlay. Check out redcross.org. And North Central Ohio chapter. And maybe some breaking news this morning, Todd. A new special event for the Red Cross? What's going on?
Yeah, it's been a few years since we've done a special event in the area. You know, we had such a successful run with our Oscar night event for many years and raised a whole lot of money and had a whole lot of fun. Then, of course, we had to take a break when COVID came along. And that's given us a chance to think about what we want to do moving forward. So I will officially announce, because I believe the release went out last night, that we are going to bring a new event to the Findlay-Hancock County area in October. And it's called the Red Cross Heroes of North Central Ohio. And we're going to be recognizing everyday folks who perform extraordinary acts of courage, people who step in at a time when a life needs saved or making a huge difference in someone's life. And we're looking for those stories right now. If you know somebody who stepped up and maybe they performed CPR or stopped, you know, saved somebody from choking, or was there when a bad accident happened and stepped in to help until help arrived, we want to know those stories. And those are the folks that we're going to be recognizing on October 23rd with a luncheon out at the Hilton Garden Inn. And you're going to be seeing a whole lot more details coming out about that very soon.
Very good. Yeah. Thank you, Todd James, American Red Cross, North Central Ohio chapter. So have a good day and a good barbecue tonight, maybe.
Thank you. Yeah, I think you've planted the seed in my mind of what's for dinner.
There you go. All right, Todd. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Rex Howard in the morning. 100.5 WKXA.